Blog Talk Radio.
You, me, you're not fuck. This is PSA motherfucking radio. We live, we direct. My bro Dre, Three Letterman, what is good, my G?
Timbo, what's good, my nigga? We out here, man. PSA, brother. What's good, man?
Popping, bro. Hey, shout out my motherfucking Packers. Go, Pack, go.
We'll definitely talk about the playoffs in the next couple shows and shit.
Definitely this week we'll be talking about playoff NFC. It's gonna be crazy, man. What do you think? We'll save it. If I get into it, it'll go deep. So, I need to save it because I need to do my research and all kinds of, you know me. Shout out. I do my research. I got facts in front of me. Absolutely. Dre, what's going on in battle rap these days, my G?
Well, Timbo, this is what I've been noticing, and we could just talk about a battle rapper who's friend of the show, one of the homies, Tay-Rock.
Yep.
Timbo, a year ago when I was on the War Report, interviewed A-Verb and Young Ill, right?
Mm-hmm.
A-Verb had made this comment to me, and it didn't really sink into me. And it should have sinked into me, especially a person like myself who's been around the battle rap culture, hip-hop itself, knows how this shit goes. And sports also. You could even throw this in sports. He said to me, Timbo, they love Tay-Rock now, three-letter man, but they're going to switch up on him real soon. And when he said that, I'm like, I can't see that because motherfuckers love rock. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at Tay-Rock for a second, my nigga. You're talking about a man, Timbo, that after the Charlie Clips battle, he was in a casket. Let's call it what it is, my nigga. He was in a casket.
Yeah.
Nobody really was checking for rock like that, like the way they are now. You know?
Yeah.
I always say this, Timbo. For me, I didn't really start gravitating to Tay-Rock where he really caught my eye. Pause. Was the Cortez battle. You know what I mean? I know for you probably, and correct me if I'm wrong, I know you was always a fan of Clean and the Tay-Rock battle. You always talk about that battle.
Clean and O-Red. O-Red also.
Right, Rock and O-Red.
But you're right though, Clean, definitely.
You've been on Tay-Rock probably before me, to be honest. I'm just going to call it what it is. Then you throw in the fact that at one time when Smack was going around talking about Tay-Rock and Ill Will at the time as his gunners, you saw what DNA did to Ill Will. And then you fast forward now and Rock kind of took the baton and ran with it in a sense. Fast forward, the battle with Ill Will, fire. JC battle, fire. MNB Magic, fire. I know you probably appreciate that battle more than anybody else. Then he gets a rematch with Charlie. You know, he battles Surf. I didn't like that battle too much. I got to keep it real. I'm really dead. I told these niggas that on the show. Tay-Rock and Surf, to me, was supposed to be a battle that we should still be talking about, in my opinion. How many times you watched Tay-Rock and Sue Surf, Timbo?
Maybe twice, Dre. Maybe.
I probably watch it 8 times since it's been out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But not even that. I fucks a rock. Any man that could bounce back, and you could put this in your life also, you could bounce back from what happened to the Charlie Clips battle and being shit. Is it safe to say Tay-Rock is the poster child for URL? I mean, when you think of URL right now, who you think about?
I don't see who else would be.
So,
see who else would be.
I say this, that I see the backlash happening out, Timbo. I see a lot of backlash. I didn't know it was going to come to this, but I've seen a lot of backlash between bloggers, through fans, through comment sections that I'm reading. Like, a lot of people are taking shots at Rock right now. And this is what happens when, I don't want to say he's sitting on a throne, but I'm pretty sure when you ask guys at King of the Dot, RBE, other leagues, when you think of URL, Rock's in his name is in the top three. Is it safe to say? I mean,
yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And now absolutely. The backlash is stemming from the Rum Nitty battle. That, I mean, listen, we had Rock on the show. We both felt Rock. He lost that battle 2-1. You know, then you're hearing bars of that niggas are saying he sound like Sue Surf. I just got to say that part. I don't get it. And before you motherfuckers say, oh, you're going to say that because you rock? No, nigga. I could, Timbo, me and Timbo could tell Surf and Rock shit off air and on air. And it'd be some homies just going at it, like on the basketball court. Like, nah, nigga, fuck
out
of here.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just that, it's like that with niggas and shit. But, like I said, I'm noticing the backlash, man. And I'm seeing people saying because of the Sue Surf Alliance that Rock has changed. He's a diva, he's Hollywood. We had Goods up here last week saying that when Surf was on here with Rock, you know, Surf was doing most of the talking. And like I was trying to tell Goods, we had Rock on 44 minutes with Dolo before Surf came on. And let's be real, my niggas out here. Rock is my guy. But Rock don't do a lot of talking. Rock doesn't do a lot of talking. Most of the talking he does is in the ring. He doesn't sell a fight. He doesn't go out his way to sell a fight. You feel me? And I can appreciate that from Rock. He's not one of them niggas that's going to do the talking. Surf is going to sell the fucking fight. Verb is going to sell the fucking fight. Like, Rex is going to sell the fucking fight. There's some niggas out there that's just going to sell the fucking fight. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, for Surf is a better shit talker than Rock. And I don't think Rock minds his homie doing all that. He knows what you know, I respect their alliance. I respect their brotherhood, if you want to call it that. I respect their friendship. I don't understand all this divide and conquer, and he's acting Hollywood now, and this, that, and the third. I don't see that.
Yeah.
Rock, I would say this, though, my nigga. You have a bullseye on you right now, bro. A bullseye on you. Niggas love you in the building, no doubt, my G. But this is what goes back to the Sharon talking that I'm about to do. Rock, you have got to be Sharon, my nigga. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. Niggas right now are on their keyboards ready to flame you and hit send. They didn't hit send yet. They waiting for the Sharon battle next week. Or this week. It's this weekend, right?
This weekend, yeah.
You don't think that Rock... I think that... let's say Sharon beats Rock 2-1.
Yeah.
What do you say about that? Do you think it's going to come like... you know what I mean?
It's not going to help any way with how Rock's getting treated right now. I agree with you. People have the comment... Dre, the Tay Rock comments are in the drafts. Right now, already saved in the draft, waiting to unload. That's it, Dre. And here's the thing: the funniest part is these fans aren't gonna wait until the battle comes out. They're gonna wait to hear how it was from someone else in the building. Yo,
right? You sound far away, son.
Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? So,
nah, you sound mad far.
For real? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold up. Let me get this right.
Now you good.
I got some shit.
Don't want to hear what you're saying.
Yo, so they're going to wait until they hear some person in the building say, yo, Sharon got this 2-1. Sharon got this 2-1. They're not going to wait until the battle comes out, nothing like that, bro. You know
what
I mean?
It's on pay-per-view, though. Remember now. On pay-per-view.
Oh, it is on pay-per-view. There you go.
Right.
So people are going to wait. And check this out. They're in the drafts, my G. I'm telling you, Dre. They're in the drafts. Saved, locked, loaded. They're ready. They are ready to go, begging Brock to lose. But you're right, man. Like, this is not going to help how they're treating him, and this is it's crazy. Because, yo, right, like you said, as quickly that they'll love you, bro, then they'll want to hate you. They're going to want to hate you.
What's your take on the surf shit, though? Like, not all of a sudden if Rock gets angry or if Rock, you know, says, tell niggas, fuck you, kill your mother and all this other crazy shit to a nigga. Like, they saying he's acting like this because of the alliance of Sue Surf. Like, I would hate for a nigga to try to say, oh, three-letter, man, you join, I'm old head, so I can't, I'm too stubborn to change my ways anyway. So, of a nigga saying that, oh, you changed because you started hanging with such and such. Like, that'd be crazy. I just don't be buying all that shit, Timbo. I don't know, man. Like, how do niggas make that hypothesis or, you know, make that observation or make that, come up with that? I don't see it. I don't know. But do niggas rub up on each other? Definitely.
You know what?
This,
I think,
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, yes, they do. I feel like if you're around someone long enough, you know, I think you do pick up on some things. I think it's just the way it is.
Agree.
You know what I mean? But is it, I don't know if you go crazy and kill somebody like they've been doing to Rock. You know what I mean? Like, it's just bad. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, they're killing. They've been, like, blogged on Rock, this and that. I'm certain. It's just, wow, bro. And then, like you said, you have Rock saying, like, fuck these guys, you know? Rock is a cool dude, especially, like, around us. You know, like you said, on air, out there. Like, we talked about
it. And I'm going to hop on this, and I'm going to try to work on behind the scenes with this shit myself. I'm cool with Rock. I'm cool with Piper Boy. Shout out Piper Boy. I know Piper Boy went in on Rock today, and yeah, Rocky went on you. You my nigga, no, but Piper Boy did go in on you, my nigga. I can't even lie, Jesus Lord. But even with that, you know, there's got to be a thin line to where battle rap media can say how they feel, and a battle rapper not take it to heart. But also, us as battle rap media have a responsibility. That you could grind on this, you can grind on this shit and put your material out, your segments out, and how you feel about such and such. But there's a responsibility also where you're not trying to just flame a nigga because interior motives. And I'm not even talking about Piper Boy. I'm saying in general, all of us in general, none of us. I ain't pinpointing Piper Boy out. In general, like as a media, where yo, and this is what I want niggas to understand. Also, me and Timbo. You can ask Sue Surf this if y'all want to. Surf knows that, yo, my nigga, if I think you lost, I'm going to say you lost. I'm not going to wait for the show. I don't think me and Timbo have to wait for a show to tell Surf that. There's a thing called a phone. There's a thing that we can call this man, text this man, DM this man all the time. Like, yo, my nigga, like, niggas won't even tell y'all. I was harassing Surf when he's battling T-Thot. Like, my nigga, you know, Top won't try to kill you, son. You better make sure them rounds is fucking tight. Like, egging your bro on, like, nigga, you better get that shit right. Because Top ain't fucking around with you, you know what I'm saying? And if I feel you lost, I'm going to say you lost. You know what I'm saying? But now, fast forward now, Timbo. There's a battle at the Do or Die event, I guess, in the DMV area. And Drugs, a battle rapper that he was on URL before. He had a PG. I remember that shit a while ago. I remember he battled Cortez, in fact. He battled Jack Boy. So Rock is hosting the battle where the nigga Drugs is battling in. And from what I'm watching is Drugs took the opportunity to not attack the nigga that's in front of him, but address Tay Rock. To where he feels that because Tay Rock is from the DMV, he should be taking care of niggas or giving them light or putting them on stage. I didn't know Tay Rock had that kind of power. I mean, I'm pretty sure, obviously he rubs all over smack, and I'll get into that in a minute. But my nigga Drugs, should you not want to develop, be your own man, number one? Should you not want to depend on a nigga that's trying to give you light? And number three, should you not depend on your own skills where niggas, just because you from the same hood, my nigga, that don't mean I need to snatch you up because we from the same hood. I just never agree with that shit. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to have a nigga feel like they had to put me on for some shit. Like, nah, nigga, I'm going to grind this shit on my own and we're going to do what we're going to do. So you address Tay Rock. And Rock, this is the thing I'm going to tell you as a big homie. You got to control your emotions, my nigga. You have to control your emotions. People are waiting for you to slip up. Niggas are waiting to do, get the memes out on you. It's happening, Rock, right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? It's happening.
We've seen it, though. People will go and diss other people when they're right there. You know, how many times has Luke been at a battle, been hosting a battle, whatever the case is, and he gets dissed? That shit happens all the time.
All the time.
Wasn't he there at King of the Dot when Sharon and Pat Stay battled? And at the end of Sharon's, like, third round or something, it was like, tell that bitch Mook he's next. Some shit like that, right? That fucking happens all the time. You can't overreact to that shit. You can't.
I think, Rock, you have to understand the street mentality. Have it with the bars. You really can't have it there in the ring and let your emotions get the best of you. And niggas know that they can get you hot by saying anything to you. And Rock, a nigga in your stature, where a lot of niggas have you in their top five, my nigga, you shouldn't even be paying attention to fuckery like that, my guy. But I do understand where he's feeling like, nigga, I'm hosting a battle. I'm here at the crib in the DMV hosting a DMV representative battle. So I am showing my face. I am showing my face here at the venue. I am showing DMV love. And the nigga must have felt like he needed somebody to do something for him. That part, I don't get.
That's unfortunate, too, though, just because the unfortunate part is that it was at home, you know. It was in the DMV. So Rock was thinking, yo, I'm going home, but that's about to give us mad love. You know, nothing's going to happen. Maybe he was just caught off guard. You know, he was like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck? I'm here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Why you dissing me, bro? Like, we're from the same place. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I just...
And, I mean, isn't Rock putting on DMV niggas? And I wouldn't say putting them on, but putting them, giving them better light. I mean, Av would have made light regardless if he's made Cave Gang or not. That's just my opinion. But Av is in Cave Gang. He's from Virginia. Isn't Ryder from DMV, Maryland area, some shit? So it's like two niggas from the DMV. Yes.
I think Ryder.
In Cave Gang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you subscribe to the theory, Timbo, that just because we're from the same city, there's an obligation that I have to put you on?
Nah, that's stupid. What if you're trash?
Is it different in hip-hop music compared to battle rap, where some people in music, hip-hop music, would feel like, yo, you know, you're like a nigga like Game or Snoop or niggas like that from the West Coast, or niggas from the East Coast, like maybe Hov, 50, them type of niggas, Jada, and them niggas, like, you open the doors for me in hip-hop music, but in battle rap, I don't know, it's just weird. It's weird. You know what I mean?
It is. And on the same side, though, like, in music, you know, you see a lot of wave riding, you know?
Oh, facts.
But at the same time, people won't blow that person up. They'll just wait till they're blowing up and then ride that wave, you know? So...
Mm.
I mean, it just goes both ways. I'm not saying Rock's doing any of that, but, you know, it's just the way it is. I think different things happen in the culture, so. But, I mean,
that's
I hate
Timbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this happens all the time in sports. Happened to Alex Rodriguez. Happened to LeBron James. It's happened to numerous people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens to all the greats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why, Rock, I think you have to go into this battle, Sharon, my nigga. And son, like for real, like you can't play. Sharon's a nigga you can't play with. I'm gonna say it again on this show till I'm blue in the fucking face. I don't care if he gives you that nerdy swag. It does not matter.
Yeah.
Sharon, alright, man. I know niggas be like, you better man, shut the fuck up. I'm not. Listen, I got rocked 2-1, but I'm saying this now. I am not sleeping on Sharon. I'm gonna say this again. I am not sleeping on Sharon. I cannot wait for the pay per view. I'm telling you. I think Sharon is gonna want to prove a point that, okay, I call myself the Smack Killer, but I need to beat the actual Smack Killer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is, in people's eyes, is Tay Rock. You talking about a man that never choked in a battle, my nigga. He's never choked in a battle.
Yep.
He brings the energy, you know.
Crazy.
I really need to turn up because some people say Rock, you know, the nitty battle. We didn't like that kind of Tay Rock. What other battle he had before that? I'm probably missing one. The Arsenal battle. You know what I mean? Love your second round, but, you know, niggas fuck with you, Rock. You know what I'm saying? I just think you got to just not put yourself in positions where shit got to get to the physical. Don't fuck up your paper. I mean, my nigga, you've been doing this shit since you were a fucking teenager, my nigga. This shit ain't new to you, so, you know. And you got the younger niggas looking at you, too, bro. Never forget that, Rock. The chesses of the world. All them young niggas and shit. Them niggas look up to you, my guy, so, you know.
Yeah.
That's just what it is, man.
Yeah. Rock, man, with hope. You want to run some of these predictions real quick, man?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right, let's go, man. UW High Stakes 2. It's happening, man. Let's get these predictions going. Rad B versus T-Rex. Who you got?
Rad B, I see what UW is doing, Timbo. This is their, I guess, the guy that they're grooming. That's going to be on every UW card when there's a card, when there's an event popping off. I guess you're going to be seeing his name on the card a lot. Now, originally, he was supposed to battle Chess. It's me, we seen URL came in there, and let's just call it what it is, my nigga. I'm going to tumble block that motherfucker right quick. You know what I'm saying? Let's just call it what it is. Now, personally, Timbo, I would have rather seen Chess and Robbie battle than T-Rex and Robbie battle because you're talking about two young cats. You know what I'm saying? Now you throw Rex into the equation, who's a veteran. You dig what I'm saying? And this is a great look for Robbie to have a nigga like Rex on your resume. And as I look at Rex's body of work on UW, it's been kind of sketchy, my nigga. Let's look now. He battled Arsenal. Remember that battle when Ray Swag came in there and fucking put his fist up to Mook's fucking chin? I did like Rex's first round, the Shotgun Shook shit. That line was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I overall didn't like the battle too much after that. I thought Rex got his ass kicked against Old Red. And Rex, you and Shook, get the Archie Bunker Award for that battle, my nigga. No, thank you. The easy thing to say is Rex, right? Because it's T-Rex. My nigga, he got Shine coming up, my nigga. Does he give a fuck about this battle? He's playing cleanup, man, like DNA does. You feel me? Robbie, obviously, you gotta change up your pen for Rex right now, a veteran. I'm going Rex 2-1. But I'm going to say this now, man. I won't be shocked if that little nigga give Rex that problems. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all niggas going to kill me over because it's T-Rex. But my nigga, man, whatever, man. Go ahead, man. All
right. I'm going to go Robbie 2-1, bro. Just because, like.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Is that disrespect? Is that disrespect? I mean, look, bro, like you said, he got Shine. When's the Shine battle?
That's in April, though, to be fair, though, bro.
Oh, that's an April. Dog, what the fuck? I'm thinking there's an event, like, the weekend after.
Nah,
I swear to God, event next. There's an event, like, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. Anyways, all right, fuck it, man. I'm going Brexit 2-1. I could have sworn that event was this month, but nah, I'm going Brexit 2-1. I thought it was right here, but I'm going Rex 2-1 on this. Oh, yeah. Rex 2-1. What's up next, man? We got O Solo, my man, for a serious tone.
Listen, man. Talk about a filler battle to throw in a card. I'm sorry. I got to just keep it real. This is just like a filler to throw in the card, my niggas. O Solo, I mean... Arsenal doing you a favor, if anything, my G. Let's just call it what it is, man. You'll give us one funny round where it's comical, your funny voice shit that you be doing. You know what I mean? O Solo is hilarious. I ain't gonna front. Is Serious Joe's gonna take this man serious, bruh? Like, how do you take a nigga like O Solo serious? And Jones, my nigga, I'm just saying, like, yeah, we've had our differences, bruh, but O Solo? Man, O Solo.
Go.
I got Jones 3-0. Come on.
I got Jones 3-0,
man.
There's nothing else that needs to be fucking said.
Body bag will be in the building. I don't know if O Solo will be in there, but the body bag will be on stage. Like, for
okay.
real.
Okay. It'll be on stage. In the vicinity, as my bro Dre says.
Yes, in the vicinity.
In the vicinity. All right, well, shout out Jones and O Solo. That shit is going down. Next up, we got K-Rock versus Sharon. We just talked about it. So who do you think is winning this one, though?
Rock, my nigga. Like I said earlier, man, the backlash is coming, my nigga. Like, you can't afford to lose to Sharon right now. How people are acting towards you right now, bro. You really can't afford to lose this battle. I'm not saying you're K-Shine. Do not get it fucked up. But I'll say it again. Did y'all niggas see what Sharon did to K-Shine? I'm not saying that's Rock. Slow down. I'm just saying, Rock, you have to watch the game tapes. Sharon is a dangerous motherfucker because he does that 8 Mile shit also where he cracks on himself all the time.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
the time. So it's like... He cracks on himself and makes bars on himself. But I know Rock is going to bark on this nigga, son. I think Rock also is... Rock, I hope you're mad. I hope you're going that motherfucker like you pissed off at the world, at everybody. Even us at PSA that fuck with you, my nigga. Go in there mad at everybody. Fuck everybody.
Straight up, fuck PSA the day of that battle, bro. Fuck PSA.
You know what I mean? I'm going to rock 2-1 in a close battle. You niggas out there, I see niggas talking about Rock on Body Sharon. I totally, totally disagree. Nobody's going to get body. Rock is not going to body Sharon, and I don't think Sharon's going to body Rock at all. I don't see a body at all.
I feel you. I'm feeling the same way. I'm going to Rock 2-1, but, bro, it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. We got to see a really, really solid, focused Rock for this battle.
Because I know Sharon's
going to
be focused, bro.
Sharon's going to be focused. There's no question about that. You know,
because this
is
a nigga
really
that
tough.
He wants, bro. This is a grudge match. Like, niggas is talking about Hitman and Suge as the grudge match. Nigga, T-Rock and fucking Sharon been going at it for a while now on social media.
Yeah.
Sharon been saying he want to battle T-Rock, son. Been. And there's a reason why, like, you want to, like, you know.
I feel you.
Ain't
I feel
battled
you. I'm going
Jersey Rocky before, son. This ain't new to Sharon.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no butterflies going into this battle.
2-1 Rock. Let's go.
2-1
Rock. We talked about this battle. We talked about this next battle multiple times. We broke it down personally. But let's go. Let's remind them who we got. DNA versus Pat Stay. Bro, who you got?
I'm not wavering from what I said before. Pat Stay, you my guy. I think Timbo said it before earlier. He said if Pat does not go hard in that first round, it could be a long night for him, and I got to agree with my bro on that wholeheartedly. I'm going 201 DNA, but I'm going to say this, man. If Pat go in there with a first round like he did with Sirius Jones and just maintains those kind of rounds and not just have one dope round and the next two rounds like, all right, Pat, what are we doing here, my nigga? You feel me? I'm going DNA 2-1, man. I'm going DNA 2-1.
Mm-hmm. I'm going, man. I feel you, bro. I think it's going to be a good battle. I trust Pat, though, to win over that. I'm going Pat 2-1 on this shit.
All right.
I'm going Pat 2-1. I'm glad we got a disagreement here, bro. It's just a friendly one. I'm glad. I'm going Pat 2-1. I think he'll be able to come out swinging in that first round and win that crowd over. So I'm going Pat 2-1. I think it'll be a great battle, though. I'm excited for this one. I think it's going to be a really good battle. Pat 2-1. Arsenal versus Chilla Jones.
Us, my nigga, I fucks with you, bruh. So this is not coming from a, I'm not a hater. This is not coming from a hating, malice, intent place to discredit you at all, my guy, when I say this. But if you're going on a retirement run, my nigga, we need Arsenal. Like, for real, bruh. We need you to go ape shit. Spams, you battle Sirius Jones, might be Magic Voice. You battle Tay Rock. I thought you had some good shit here and there. You battle Briz Rothstein. I mean, we and Timbo recapped that battle. We have both had it 3-0. Us, no shade to you. All right, if you, some niggas want to say 2-1, fine. But I felt Briz won that battle.
Yeah.
You got QB coming up, and you got Chilla coming up. We interviewed QB, and we asked QB, if you're Arsenal, who would you gear up more for? Because somebody's going to get the fucking, the, not, I don't want to say filler bars, but they're not going to get the hard 100% individual from Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah.
And QB feel is hurt. This battle got a King of the Dot feel to it. We interviewed Chilla Jones, and he said he's going a different route. On this one, I'm going Chilla Jones 2-1.
You know what? Man, I was feeling the same way, bro. I was thinking, look, I think I don't necessarily think that this battle does anything for ours, to be honest with you. I know you're like, what the fuck? But I just don't, man. I don't think this battle doesn't, I don't know. I just don't
think
he
shouldn't battle then, Timbo. If it's like that, he shouldn't battle then, man.
But we had a blocked battle, bro. We had to get somebody.
Yeah, but none of his battles got blocked. Like, if you're going to go into the battle with Chilla Jones and you're in a timing run, my nigga, why? Because it's Chilla Jones and fans don't fuck with him and they think his flow is boring. I think that's whack to Chilla.
Or
are you saying because
Chilla, but
you're
I'm
not
getting
not, not you per se, but Timbo, you're only one who says that, bro. You're not the only one who says that. I've seen mad niggas say, you're ours. Why are you even battling Chilla Jones, son? Like, that's how some niggas be talking.
Yeah.
Who you got, Tim?
I feel you. I feel you. I just don't know, man. It doesn't give me that feel. But honestly, man, I mean, I guess I feel like I could see Ars winning in the building and then it come out on Cam. And then Chilla saying, yo. You know,
Chilla, you can't be doing no long schemes in Jersey, my nigga. I'm a real nigga shit.
That
Chill.
That shit's not going to work in Jersey. Tell you straight up. There's no way.
Them dreadhead niggas with long beards ain't trying to hear that shit, son.
Jersey doesn't even boo, but you could fuck around and get booed in Jersey you do that.
Yeah, my nigga. No.
Straight up.
They're not going to boo us. So he can sit up there and spit all kind of wild shit for three rounds. They're not going to boo him. They're just going to let him rock.
Nah, they won't.
Chilla, you got to grab the room, my nigga, and your performance got to step up a tad bit because that's what Ars got you in this battle.
Yeah. I'm going Ars 2-1. I'm going Ars 2-1 on this battle, actually. Ars 2-1. Fuck it. Now, main event. Main event. Hitman Holla. Or in my Beasley voice. not that this is on URL. Hitman Holler versus Shotgun Shook. Who's got what it takes? Who you got, bro? Fuck it.
Welcome back, Hitman Holler.
Welcome back.
Been a long time, my G. For real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the last time Hitman battled on UW was against O-Red, right?
Yeah.
I had him beating O-Red. I had him losing a server. Now, his battles against Jersey niggas, he's done pretty good against Jersey. Minus
yeah.
Surf. Minus Surf. I had Surf winning that 2-1. And still, Hitman wasn't bad at all. Shug, would you agree that, Timbo, we had this conversation with Shug. This is his biggest battle of his career, my nigga. Like, hands down, it's not Surf. It wasn't none of these other niggas he's battled. It's
yeah.
what's in front of him right now. This is his biggest battle of his career. You're talking about a nigga that hasn't really battled in stiff competition for over a year. I don't give a fuck if he battles some nigga at the fucking arcade game, fucking $25. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You know what I mean? I don't care if he
yeah.
fucking battle Tony D in fucking England for tea and fucking cucumbers. Don't give a fuck about none of that shit. The Shoddy Horror battle was Archie Bunker Award. So,
back.
Do you feel there's going to be a little rust on Hitman?
Nah, bro.
Anxiety
I don't thinking, think so.
Nerves,
Hitman,
butterflies.
I don't. No rust, bro. Come on.
Haven't
no
touched
rust.
The court in a while. The jumper might be off a little bit.
No rust, bro. I think he's ready. No rust.
Shug, you can't go up in there spitting. My nigga Shug, can you got to make sure your end of your rounds are clean, Shug. That, to me, that's your problem. I studied the game tapes. You don't really finish your rounds clean. And then you might throw a jersey in there. My nigga, we don't want none of that. You told me in Timbo on the show also you got over 4-minute rounds. So, my nigga, we expecting to hear that. Not maybe 4 minutes, but stick to the format of 3. But them shit's got to be hitting, no Shug. You got to shake the room because when Hitman shakes the room, my nigga, that nigga shakes the fucking room.
Thanks.
Like, the hinges are almost breaking off sometimes. You know he's going to come with one fire-ass round. What are you going to do, Shug, when Hitman hits that one fire round and he's hitting you in the corner with body blows and a couple jabs to the grill? Can you withstand that shit, my nigga? Because you got to go hard, Shug. And the one thing Hitman might have over you is his flow and delivery, the way he delivers it. You know what I mean? And, of course, his performance. You dig? But with all that being said, though, Timbo, I'm going Shotgun Shug 2-1 because I feel like this is the biggest battle of his career. This is a nigga he wanted. You feel me? You cannot want a nigga. Are you? Listen, Chug, I don't need you pulling a fucking Sway Sever on us, my nigga, where Sway wanted Verb for how many goddamn years, and he finally got Verb and got his ass kicked. And Hitman, the thing about it, Chug, Hitman's in my top 5, and I'm still going to pick you to win 2-1. I'm still going to pick you 2-1 because I think you really, really want this nigga. And Hitman, you're talking about, you ain't start writing your rhymes yet. I don't believe that shit, my nigga. We don't believe you.
Yeah.
You need more people. You got to take Shug serious, my nigga. Shug, you've been kind of shaky too as of late, my nigga, so we really need to step your game up and shit. I got Shug 2-1.
Shug 2-1? You know what, bro? I'm thinking Hitman's going to surprise us. I'm going Hitman 2-1.
It can happen.
On this battle, I think Hitman not surprises as in we've never seen a good Hitman, but as far as people saying like the rust, you know, that's gonna be there, stuff like that. I think in that sense we're gonna get surprised. But I'm going Hitman 2-1 on this battle. It's gonna be a goodie.
Sure, you gotta come correct, Shug, because my nigga, you need this W, Shug. I think. If you fuck around with Hitman, really fuck you up. whether it's a, even if it's a 2-1 and a bad 2-1, or I'm not going to say 3-0 and shook. You said you're going to 30 hit, man. I get it, my nigga. You got to tell yourself that. You got to feel that way going into the battle. You have to feel that way when you walk into the venue. You got to feel that kind of vibe when they do the coin toss. I get it, my nigga. I just don't see nobody getting 30 in this battle. You dig what I'm saying? Hitman is not known for choking. Shook, you've been known to stumble, fumbleitis sometimes, this, that, and the third. But I'm going to give you respect, Shook. 2-1.
Here it is. UW, High Stakes 2 is going down this Sunday. Get that pay-per-view. We'll be watching live. Who knows? You could fuck around and hear a recap from us or some shit. You know
After
the event, yo. But shout out, you know what I'm saying, High Stakes 2. Shout out UW is going down this Sunday. Man, let's go. We're getting more shows this week, too. So shout out to everybody listening, man. My bro Dre, my bro Three Letterman. Take us out, my G.
You already know what it is, man. I'm working on something to get two cats on the show together for the RBE event. Working on that right quick. Shout out to my bro Timbo. You already know what it is. Guest caller, I don't know what that'll happen to you, but hey, it is what it is. You already know.
Yeah, I already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA Radio, yo. We out.
Easy.